Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Gold Bull Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC, and on the OTC QB under the symbol GBRCF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Shadi Leedon. We're focusing on a news release that came out just yesterday, June 1st. The title says, Gold Bull encounters coarse gold in samples at Sandman. Now, that's the project that we have had some recent drill results on. Improved laboratory assay analysis underway. Higher grades expected. Now, just to give a little bit more color on this, it sounds like because of the nature of the coarse gold in some of the samples that were already sent off to the labs and already assayed, that it wasn't picking up the true value of gold. You use an example here of hole 4. Initially, the drill results came back at just under 11 grams per ton gold. But with this different way of analyzing the drill core, they came back just short of 20 grams per ton gold. So almost double. That's a big change. Shadi, can you simplify this for everybody? What happened here? Why are the initial drill results potentially underreporting the gold?
It is an incredible difference. So when we discovered that we had a coarse gold issue, we've initiated some world-class geochemists to assist us in working out a laboratory technique that's going to pick up all of our gold. And in short, most lab techniques, we were using a standard lab technique, which is designed to pick up fine grain gold, which predominantly most deposits are fine grain gold. And when they're crushed, the crushing liberates the fine gold. However, in our particular deposit, we do have a large portion of coarse nuggety gold. And the net result was that our lab technique, which is a standard technique, was missing a lot of that gold. It wasn't picking it up. You know, out of a few kilo sample, the 30 gram sample that was analyzed was missing the coarse gold that was settling to the bottom of our bag or envelope. So this was identified because a number of our duplicates weren't matching, and where we had visible gold in drill trips, we weren't getting super high grade gold in the assays as we expected. So an in-depth analysis of what was going on led us to the conclusion and led our independent experts to the conclusion that we need to change our laboratory technique so that a bigger sample is getting analyzed and there's no gold getting missed because 100% of that sample is getting analyzed and we're finding all the gold rather than taking a small section of the sample, which in our case was not representative of the entire sample.
So what does that mean for the past drill results that we've seen? Do you guys have to go through all of them? Are there select ones that you need to go through? What can you tell us?
We are going to be re-assaying or reanalyzing any sample where we got over 0.1 grams a ton, because we think there's a chance that 0.1 gram a ton, for example, may actually be 0.5 grams a ton, in which case 0.1 is obviously sub-economic and wouldn't make a resource, but 0.5 would. And we're seeing indications that there are a number of our lower grade samples like that where actually there is a chance that things have been underreported. And I mean, even in the higher grade example, which we've announced, that was one of our highest grade intervals where we got over a 14 meter interval in hole 4, 11 grams a ton, which has actually been upgraded to almost 20 grams a ton. So it's across the board, low grade, high grade. And it has bigger ramifications than just our samples that we're going to be reassaying, because the majority of the previous work and drilling at Sandman has also been with our former lab technique. So it's also highly likely that much of the historical drilling has been underreporting this coarse nuggety gold. And the coarse nuggety gold isn't a problem just relating to Sandman. It's, I call it a problem. It's a good problem to have, but it's also been an issue for like Novo Resources and Newfound Gold's Keats project. So where you see really phenomenal gold intersections, you just require different laboratory techniques that are, I guess, aware of this coarse gold and modified laboratory techniques to make sure it's not missed and sitting at the bottom of the bag.
So is this changing any of your guys' plans for the next drill program? I understand that you are in a bit of a pause here. You plan for that pause in between the different phases of drilling, but is anything changing when you get those drills back on the ground?
We've been able to prioritize our phase two drill programs based on the initial lab results received. So we already have our initial lab results, which we think will say they're like a draft result, and we think the final result is going to be a little different, but they're good enough for us to be able to plan our second phase of drilling. And we're very much looking forward to a combination of resource extension drill holes and also exploration holes targeting some geophysical anomalies.
Okay, so I guess in terms of news flow, it will be more drilling, or at least the start of drilling, but then also a consistent flow of assay results, these re-assayed drill core?
Yeah, most definitely. So now yesterday's announcement, we've shared with the market the compared and contrast the two lab techniques. Now we've submitted a lot more samples for that reanalysis. And you can also expect us to share with the market that compare and contrast. Right now it's looking like we've been biased reporting low. We anticipate that the net result is going to be an increase in grade and probably in ounces as well when we do this reanalysis work. So the market can certainly expect us to share that with the market as we receive it. The largest batch has just been submitted. So 3 to 4 weeks is probably when we'll be getting that back, which will be during our drill program.
So then, Shetty, this drill program then, what is planned? How many meters? What is the overall strategy for them?
So this is a 5,000-meter drill program. We may chop that up into two phases with a month in between just to get more laboratory results back. And the 5,000-meter drill program is all about adding ounces. We came out with an ambitious target of getting to 1 million ounces by the end of this year, and we're still striving towards that target and drilling a lot of meters and holes in order to define more ounces and make another discovery at Sandman. We're just down the road from the Sleeper deposit. We've got some industry veterans that have worked on Sleeper advising our team, helping us try and look for another Sleeper undercover. And in parallel to looking for another Sleeper, we're cognizant that there's some easy ounces to add on our known resources. So we're certainly going to be extending those as well.
Now, what about any other kind of new targets that you're going to be exploring? I understand the near-term ounces, trying to add those or build up to that resource, but in terms of other discovery potential, what insights can you give us?
Yeah, we've just completed some geophysics, and our VP of Exploration, Dave Johnson, is a geophysicist, so we're largely guided by geophysics. We've got some really exciting targets to put a few holes in at Sandman. And in the background, we're also progressing our Big Balds project, which is located near Bald Mountain Mine, and that's one that's not getting a lot of media attention yet because we're still working it up, but it's located on the Carlin Trend and the Bider Trend, and we're looking forward to prepping that one for drilling after we drill Sandman.
Okay, so a lot of drilling coming up then. Really, that's what's going to drive
us. Yeah, the more we drill, the more ounces we're going to find. Well, that's the plan.
That is the plan. I like that plan. What about cash in the bank? How much money does the company have?
Oh, we've got about 3 million Canadian at the moment. We're fully funded for our current proposed drill program of 5,000 meters at Sandman.
Okay, thank you for this update. I know reading through that recent news release could be a little confusing for some investors, so I hope this cleared some of that up. If any of you have any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those addressed for you. In the meantime, Shetty, let's touch base when those drills get back on site, and we can dive a bit more into that program. Until then, have a great rest of your week.
Thanks so much, Corey.